What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and I am so excited to be joined today by one of the OG members of the Grammy Award-winning group, the Oak Ridge Boys. And Saturday night, they'll be at the Millersport Sweet Corn Festival. Please welcome William Lee Golden.
Kelsey, I've been looking forward to coming here and talking with you this morning on WCLT.
Now, William, you have one of the most famous beards in country music, if not the most famous beard. Do you get recognized in public a lot?
Well, sometimes it's hard to hide. Then other times it's they ask me what bridge I'm sleeping under.
Well, I've seen pictures of you in your younger years. You know, back when you first joined the Oak Ridge Boys, it's almost like a completely different person. I know you've embraced the beard. You've got a memoir called Behind the Beard. At what point did you start growing it?
Well, it was 1980 when I lost my razor, and I still haven't found it. So my beard has not been trimmed since 1980. It took about 3 years for it to get out to the length that it is, and it does not get any longer. It just gets whiter.
So I understand you're from Alabama, and you have a bit of a farming background.
That's true. I'm from South Alabama. In fact, I was down this past week down at home and grew up on a big cotton and peanut farm. My dad was a big farmer. I still got the old home place there. This past week, I slept in my old bedroom. Anyhow, we're still growing cotton there. Got a beautiful cotton stand this year and was watching it all bloom this past week. I'm teaching some of my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids about some things about farming. So that's how I grew up. But music was always a part of our home and our life. My granddaddy Golden was a fiddle player. My sister and my mother taught me how to play guitar and sing harmonies when I was 6 and 7 and 8 years old. And we would get to sing on Granddaddy's radio show about once a week. My sister and I, she plays guitar, she plays mandolin, plays piano, still does. We were celebrating her birthday this past week, so she taught me things that have taken me through life, and that's playing guitar and singing harmonies. And that's what the Oak Ridge Boys are about. They're about harmony singing.
And a lot of people don't know that the Oak Ridge Boys was originally the Oak Ridge Quartet. Can you walk us through what makes the Oak Ridge Boys sound unique and some of your guys' music that you've released over the years?
We're a four-part harmony singing group, and we're the only four-part singing group that's really in country music today that I know of. There's a lot of trios, but no one with a bass singer. But we've always had one of the very best bass singers. And we started out singing gospel music. During our concerts, we try to revisit those years and sing 3 or 4 gospel songs. Mostly we sing the country songs that we were fortunate enough to have records on that the radio played back in the day in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Actually, basically the 70s and 80s is when our country music career started, with 1977 with the Y'all Come Back Saloon. In 1981, we had Elvira. In 82, we had Bobby Seale. But we've had songs like I'll Be True to You. We had American Made. A lot of different great songs. But Elvira and Bobby Seale were the... Elvira was the biggest song we've ever had. And it's a song that still gets more requests than any song, basically.
And William, you joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1965, so it's now been 60 years. At what age did you join the group?
I was about 25, I guess, when I joined the Oaks. In my 80s now, but I'm still in shape. I still do work out every day that I can. I was doing some workouts here just a few minutes ago, but in 20 minutes, I can do about 200 sit-ups. You got to stay in shape. If we're not careful, we sit too much. Riding buses and being at hotels and things, you know. But I like to get out and walk, go long walks myself anyway. You know, a few days ago, we, Oak Ridge Boys, were out in Monterey, California, out on Monterey Bay there, and I was out walk and take photographs of the seals on the rocks around there and around the waterfront, and looked at my phone later, and I'd walked over 10,000 steps that day. You have to keep yourself active and moving, and the more physical shape we're in, the better we seem.
I was going to ask, how are you able to just keep pushing forward and touring? A lot of people, I'm sure, are wondering how you can still be doing that in your 80s. So great to know. Folks, keep yourself active and keep your mind active as well. Who all is in the Oak Ridge Boys now?
Well, Dwayne Allen, Richard has been with us, and Richard is unfortunately recently having some health issues and struggles. The days that he can't go, you know, we have two young bass singers, and Tim Duncan has been going with us some, and Aaron Lee McCoon, he went out with us for about a month. But Richard is struggling with some health issues that I'm not sure what it all entails, but it certainly doesn't sound good. But what we're doing is continuing to sing and play music, and it's what we do, and we find that, after last year's loss of losing Joe, our singing partner, we found healing in music, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritual healing. When you go through loss, it takes you into a deep sadness throughout your entire body and your being. Lifting us up out of that, we found music to be more healing than anything and lifting our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being. And that's where singing these songs lifts us up to a place that takes us back to the time we recorded these songs and the happy times that we were in then. And it rekindles all of that in us. And every moment we get to be on stage and harmonizing and singing together and making music.
Thank you for sharing that with us, because I was going to ask, you know, how you guys have navigated some of the changes with a group that's been around as long as the Oak Ridge Boys. You guys are bound to have, you know, changes and losses. And I love that you shared that to kind of embrace the idea that that's what we want people to do when they're out at the shows, is really being a part of the music and using that as the outlet.
It is. And like I said earlier, music has a healing power. But then having a young guy like Ben James in the group has added a whole other energy to the group. He's 28 years old. He's about the age that Dwayne and I were when we come in. Dwayne was even younger than that. Ben has brought a new energy. He's from over in Hickory, North Carolina, but he's a young bluegrass singer. Has that high, lonesome sound. Tony Brown, that produces George Strait and Reba McEntire and Vince Gill, when he heard Ben James sing, he said, "Man, you're a brand new generation with that high, lonesome Vince Gill voice." He said, "I've not heard another voice like that in 35 years other than Vince Gill, but you're a brand new generation with that high, lonesome sound voice."
With this incredible career, you guys have done it all, from Grammy Awards to ACMs, being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. The list goes on, but I'm curious to know, is there anything in particular that you would consider to be the most memorable moment of your career, or something that you just were really excited about at the time?
Well, there's been a lot of different moments, you know, throughout the years. Thankfully, we've been able to surround ourselves with great people. I remember touring the Soviet Union with Roy Clark. That was an educational experience. Singing for 7 presidents one time was amazing. Being inducted to the Grand Ole Opry and being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Things that you would maybe dream about and wish for, but there was no way you thought the possibility that you could ever reach that. But thankfully, the people in the Country Music Association did vote us in. And the Grand Ole Opry welcomed us in. Those things are high points. Winning Grammy Awards were the other high points, because the Grammys are given to people in all forms of music. They're the highest achievements with inside the music business. And then with country music, which is headquarters in Nashville, and, you know, the ACMs originated out of L.A. originally. But they have a presence in Nashville, too. with the Academy of Country Music. But, you know, it's still great when we get to go out here just, what, 2 or 3 months ago now to the Dallas to be on the big ACM Awards and present the group of the year. We're continuing to be amazed at how music, where music takes you in life. When you commit yourself to making it in music, it's whatever it takes. And that's what brought us to music. We all had a passion to play and sing, to sing with harmony singers. And it's gratifying to know that we can survive and live and continue to do what it is that we love most, even at our age. Because when you get to singing, you forget how old you are sometimes. I forget how old I am when I'm singing. It's the music that takes you to that place. And that's the reason we have a passion for that we've never lost, is you never outgrow that passion.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You've been in the game for a long time. In your perspective, how has the music industry changed, and what about it still remains the same as when you started?
Well, the thing about it, country music speaks to people's hearts. It speaks to how they live 7 days a week. And that's what I love about country music. But I love where the country is today, and you got your young, brand new people like this Ella Langley. You got Lainey Wilson. You got Jelly Roll. You got Morgan Wallen. For Christ's sakes, he's knocked down doors that no one else has been able to do. You got Luke Combs, you know, his first album. He had 7 number one songs off of his first album. Country music is at the most exciting time that it's ever been in my life right now. It's appealing to more people in the world than country music has ever appealed to. It's the most popular music in the world today. And when you have people like Beyonce and Post Malone and Kid Rock coming to Nashville and embracing country music, you know country music is doing something right.
I love the way you put that, because I completely agree. And I feel like now more than ever, you've got people outside of the genre who are testing the waters. And I think at the end of the day, it goes to show that music evolves over time, and we all love country music in some shape, way, or form.
Well, that's what it is. And country music is it's evolved into, like we say, it's music that appeals to everyone. You know, you got people that's making music today that come from pop music and rock music. You got these young writers. Morgan Wallen has basically written his entire future. And you can't deny success, and what's good is going to rise to the top regardless of how many people try to keep it down. It still is going to get its way up. And that's the beauty of country music. And again, for us, it's been healing to be able to play and sing. And again, the Oak Ridge Boys are one of the only four-part harmony singing groups that's still surviving in country music today. And I remember in the way back in the days where I'm coming from, when pop music had four-part harmony singing groups, the Drifters, the Coasters, and a lot of those groups, you know, four-part harmony singing groups in pop music. The Coasters had, and they had the bass singer do the step-out lines. Why is everybody always picking on me? Charlie Brown. You know, those type songs. Well, that's what like Elvira was kind of that type of a song in a way. It was one of those where it had bass lines, step-out. But that was big in pop music back in the day when I was young. And I was always attracted to the four-part harmony singing groups, the Platters and, you know, the Coasters, the Drifters, and those guys that had bass singers, gospel groups. The Oak Ridge Boys were the kings of the great young four-part harmony singer groups when I was young.
I think we should bring back more of the harmonies, and I hope that there's a resurgence of that at some point. But I know you brought up Elvira, and you guys just released a music video, the first music video for this. This came out in 1981. Why did it take you guys so long to make a music video for it?
Actually, a couple of years ago, we did that video. We had that Riviera there, and we had a bunch of friends come over. Big and Rich was there. Kid Rock was there. Lori Morgan. Several other country music people. Trace Adkins. And some of the Gatlins and different people that we've known throughout our career, and they were there for us to join a karaoke band. It was up there singing Elvira, and it had everybody in the club singing. And we captured it on camera, and it was just a fun get-together. Joe Bonzo was struggling with ALS at that time, and it was about a year before we lost Joe, and they held that to be released until after he had passed.
You can tell just by watching the video that you guys are having a lot of fun in it. So I love to see it, and everybody loves that song. But I'm curious, what is your favorite song to perform?
Well, there's a brand new thing that we are doing. You know, I sing Thank God for Kids. That's one of my favorites that I've sang. I also sing a song, Trying to Love Two Women is Like a Ball and Chain, which is my story at the time I recorded it. Anyhow, there's a brand new song that the Oaks did on our brand new album that features Ben James as a young boy leaving home. We did an album that Dave Cobb, that produces Chris Stapleton, he's produced the last five albums with the Oak Ridge Boys, but he's also produced all the award albums that Chris Stapleton has won. Dave brought this song. He wanted to do this song we did, or this album we did last year called Mama's Boys. Each song was to do about our mothers. And Dave asked David Lee Murphy and Aaron Rattier, who's a young guy that's a young singer and songwriter in Nashville. He's doing a duet with Ella Langley right now. But Aaron wrote this song called Come On Home about a boy leaving home. And the label did a music video with Ben James playing the young kid leaving home, our young tenor singer. So he's playing the lead role in the video, and the Oak Ridge Boys are singing this brand new song, Come On Home, which is also an up-tempo, real fun song to sing. But it's about leaving, you being always welcome, and the lights are always on. Come on home. But it's a great up-tempo thing if you haven't heard it.
And is this one of the songs you guys will be playing at the Sweet Corn Festival this weekend?
We will be. We'll be performing Come On Home at the Sweet Corn Festival. And that will be one of the only new songs that we do on the show. Maybe one other one, but we also recorded a song with Willie Nelson on that Mama's Boys album that Willie wrote and sang on it with us. So that's another highlight of this brand new Mama's Boys album that the Oaks have out now. But we'll be doing Come On Home. We'll be doing about three or four gospel songs we plan to do. It takes us back to our roots where we come from, and we'll be doing that on our concert. But we'll be doing a lot of songs that you might have heard if you listened to country music for a few years, of the Oak Ridge Boys back from Y'all Come Back Saloon on through Elvira and Bobby Sue. But we'll be doing a whole list of Oak Ridge Boys songs that we've had out on radio.
I love that you guys have continued to stay true to who you are and continuing to hit on all the things that make us love country music. What can people look forward to at Saturday night's show other than some of the things you mentioned? And will you be eating corn?
We will be eating corn. We'll sound like a bunch of pigs when we come to town, eating that sweet corn. But Corn on the Cob, yeah, that's our favorite. We'll be singing songs from the Y'all Come Back Saloon, our first country album from 1977. Through the albums, through the years, you know, we'll be doing Sail Away, Trying to Love Two Women is Like a Ball and Chain. There'll be American Made, different songs, but always do Elvira. Yeah, we'll be doing Oak Ridge Boys songs that you might have remembered back then, plus a short gospel section down in the show.
Now, I know that you guys are currently touring right now, but is there anything else coming up for the Oak Ridge Boys?
Yeah, we're actually going to be doing another recording session here in another month or so out in Tulsa at Leon Russell's old church studio. It's an old church out there that Leon Russell bought and turned it into a recording studio. Last year, Taj Mahal recorded an album there that won a Grammy earlier this year. So our manager, Jim Halsey, wanted the Oaks to come out and do a recording there. So we'll be doing that here later on in about a month or 6 weeks.
That's exciting. I can't wait to see what you guys do with that. Where can people get the Oak Ridge Boys music?
Well, any of our music. You can Google it or go online, whatever. There's streaming and downloads, but just go to oakridgeboys.com. We have a website. Each of us are on social media. I'm William Lee Golden, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, Dwayne Allen, and anyhow, the Oak Ridge Boys. We're on all of that. So we're on social media. You can find out there where we're going and coming and our music. Order it, stream it. You can stream anything you want to with the Oak Ridge Boys.
William Lee Golden, thank you so much for joining us today. And we are so excited for you to come to our little farm area of Millersport, Ohio, performing and jamming out with some sweet corn.
Kelsey, it's I like farm life. I was just down on the farm that I grew up on in South Alabama this past week. I grew up on, you know, my dad was a big farmer, so I feel right at home being at a sweet corn festival because we have cotton growing now down there, and I slept in my old bedroom here this past week down home. But I love to go back to the farm. We still got our home place there. We're still growing cotton and peanuts, soybeans, and wheat, oats, and we run two crops a year. We run the wheat in the winter and harvest that in the spring and turn around right then and plant cotton or peanuts. But I grew up farming, still love to go to the farm, but I'd rather sing than pick cotton.
Hey, amen to that. Well, we welcome you to the Millersport Sweet Corn Festival, and thank you again for doing this today. It's been an honor.
We're looking forward to being there. And Kelsey, I want you to come out and be our guest now. We want to meet you. We've heard so much about you.
William Lee Golden has heard so much about me. I love that. I would absolutely love to. I'll be singing along with you guys, eating some sweet corn, and I will trade you for two free sweet corn vouchers. How's that sound?
Come on, Kelsey. You come on and we'll all sing together. We got to get you up and do Elvira with us.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.